Welcome to Give Him the Boot. It's Linda Bull here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Filippo Gambetta with his lovely melodeon playing on a track called La Lumaca Equilibrista, which roughly translates as the snail... oh, goodness, it just escaped me in English. Anyway, I'll think of it later and I'll let you know. So if you're unfamiliar with the show, it's Italian folk music in all forms. And as you can hear there, some instrumental stuff. Also plenty of songs, plenty of traditional music, and also modern stuff that's a mix of traditional Italian music in dialect and using traditional instruments, but also mixed with new beats, cross-cultural stuff. And today we're going to be featuring a bit of that with the new CD from Piccola Banda Icona. But now I want to start you off with two tracks from a great album from last year. The group is called Waragnan, and the album is Un Diavolo e l'Acqua Santa. It's featuring the beautiful voice of Maria Moro Marco, also the wonderful musicianship of Silvio Teot, Luigi Bolognese, and others. The album is on Dagny Records. It's distributed by Felme, and we're going to hear Yoshe Yelu Sabate. Thank you.
us unite.
Yeah. سكريات من هي
La voce di Barbara Eramo dal disco Piccola Banda Icona, Marea Cusarea, il nuovo disco dei Piccola Banda Icona, un gruppo con alla fronte Stefano Saletti, grande musicista di vari gruppi, tra cui Novalia, la musica che vi farò sentire fra un po'. E quel brano Fuori di me, un bellissimo pezzo scritto da Stefano Saletti e Barbara Eramo, Outside of Me è come si potrebbe tradurre, Piccola Banda Icona. E fra un po' poi vi farò sentire anche un altro pezzo da questo bellissimo disco, Sabir, che praticamente il Sabir era una lingua che univa i popoli del Mediterraneo, una lingua franca. So an interesting project by Stefano Saletti called Piccola Banda Icona. This is their second album, and it's on Finisterre Records, which is based in Rome. And it features a very interesting cast of musicians and singers, among whom Stefano Saletti himself, playing a variety of interesting instruments, bouzouki, oud, guitars, but also things, a lot of percussion, like cajon and steel drums and all sorts of things. Barbara Eramo on vocals, Ramia also on vocals, Mario Rivera on bass, Gabriele Cohen on wind instruments and duk-duk, Carlo Cossu on violin, Leo Cesari on drums, and Desiree Infascelli on accordion. It's a beautiful disc, the second one. The first one was called... Stari Most, which was sort of dedicated to ex-Yugoslavia. And this one is dedicated to the Sabir language, and I'm going to play you that track in a moment. Started off that set with Waragnon, a great group from southern Italy, headed by Maria Mora Marco with that fabulous voice. She's a researcher into traditional music of her region in Puglia, and... the themes on this album, which is called "The Devil and the Holy Water," it's an interesting, interesting cover. It's a great sort of cartoon-esque cover with people being. Looks like the devil is doing his bad deeds on the front cover there, and it has got a couple of really great. Tracks that I played for you just now, all sung in dialect, actually, of Maria Mora Marco's area. And the first one was called Yoshe Yellu Sabate, Today is the Day. And it's a song pilgrims used to sing while they were going to the sanctuary at Picciano in Matera, which is in Puglia. Matera Basilicata. And then Nu Muere de Saule, which is a Sea of Sun love song taken from the poem of a friend of theirs, Michele Micunco, translated into their dialect, and music was done by Nico Berardi. It's a lovely album. I'm going to play a little bit more sort of cross-cultural music. Today I have also some tracks from Novalia, Stefano Saletti's previous incarnation, and also not strictly Italian, but a Corsican group called... Trio Sole Donne, and they are came originally from another group, Le Polifonie Corse, and this album is Isulanima. It's a beautiful CD featuring the three voices of Patrizia Gattaceca, Patrizia and Lydia Poli, amongst others. Isulanima. Okay, you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and here we go with a little more Piccola Banda Icona.
To have a democratic society, you need to have a vibrant, healthy
AMS.
It's axiomatic. It's the cornerstone of democratic theory.
Democracy is in the air again here on UBC campus. The Alma Mater Society referenda will be held March 25th to 31st, and a number of hot topics are going to be on the ballot.
With the UPass contract expiring this year, UBC students need to come out in force to support the new contract, or the UPass will be lost next year.
Since the Student Union building was built 40 years ago, the student population has more than doubled. The Sub is the least sustainable building on the UBC campus, and it's time for a better building that reflects students' needs.
Keep your eyes peeled for more information, or check out the AMS website at www.ams.ubc.ca. If you would like to get involved, you can email referendum@ams.ubc.ca.
You need to have a wide range of opinions on the important issues of the day so people can formulate their own opinions.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
That was Le Vespe soundtrack, a song written by Stefano Soletti, Logos Autos. Really beautiful oud playing on there too. He's renowned for playing oud and bouzouki and other instruments as well as guitar. He's very much influenced a very skilled musician at bringing Eastern, Middle Eastern sounds and rhythms into Italian music. And before that, I played a little bit of Novalia, which is one of Stefano's earlier incarnations, a fantastic group. They're from, just north of Rome, from Rieti. And, of course, Piccola Banda Icona before that, which is the latest group of Stefano Soletti, featuring a couple of tracks with the voice of Barbara Eramo. And now I'd like to play a little bit of some Corsican music. It sort of reminds me a lot of Sardinian when I hear it, and the languages, the Corsican and the Sardinian languages, are very similar. Probably more similar than anything else. They're probably the most unique and also just grouped together. There's no other language like them. They're probably the most similar towards one another. And this group, of course, is made up of three women, and it's called Solo Trio Sole Donne. But these women were also in a group called Le Polyphonie Corse. And I haven't been able to find any of the music for the last few years of that group. It seems to be out of print, but if anyone knows where you can get some, do let me know. And that reminds me, if you want to ever send an email, you can email me at givetheboot@gmail.com, givetheboot@gmail.com. Also, you can podcast and download this show every week after the show is done. It will pop up on CITR's website. It's www.citr.ca. Click on the podcast link, and under the World Music Programs, you'll find mine, which is called Give 'em the Boot. And then when you click on that, you'll see a whole bunch of shows with the playlists of what I've played every week for the last, I don't know, year and a bit. So if you can't listen in, then remember, anytime you can just podcast it or go to the website and listen. So I'm going to play a song from Isulanima, this Corsican group, Trio Sole Donne.
paletta, paletta, signora Gummari, tengo una figlia che sape giocare a 33, una, due, tre, stavo tagliettando, e mi rozzolo, e mi infilo un traluletto, stavo tagliettando, e mi rozzolo, e mi infilo un traluletto, sabato, 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 sabato. Sabato, 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 sabato. Cumbarinino, t'ingraiaio no pellegrino, mi fa ballare sopra la luna, tipite tappite cozzolune, mi fa ballare sopra la luna, tipite tappite cozzolune.
That's a beautiful voice of Palestinian singer Faisal Tahir, and the group is called Donia, and that was a song called Taro, and it's from Tribù Italiche Sicilia. It's a series from World Music, Italian World Music magazine called World Music, and they have this fantastic regional series of music, and they've put out, I think, I'm not sure if all of them are done yet, but I have quite a few, and the Sicily one has some really great finds on it, both very traditional old field recordings of old singers to more modern stuff like that one there. And I played, in fact, another track from that from Alfio Antico, who was a wonderful, absolutely brilliant tamburello player, and a Sicilian, of course. And if you're interested in his music, you can check him out at alfamusic.com, Alfio Antico, and his track Compari Ninu. That's from the Tribù Italiche Sicilia. And almost time to say arrivederci here on Give 'Em the Boot. It's been a good day, as usual, bringing some maybe lesser-known Italian music to the airwaves here at CITR 101.9 FM. And remember, you can download the podcast on CITR's website. You can also email me at givetheboot@gmail.com, and you could also check out MySpace page, which is myspace.com, givetheboot. So I've got another track here for you. It's from Riccardo Tesi, Claudio Carbone, from their latest album, Crinali, featuring the lovely voice of Ginevra Di Marco. And it's a traditional song called Ai 24, and it's a female lament composed and recomposed in times of desperation using verses from different sources. In this case, Maria Grillini conjures the image of segregation using lines from ballads and singer storytellers. And it's featuring Ginevra Di Marco on voice and Riccardo Tesi on organetto, and a bunch of other musicians aside. So that's all for me today, and I hope to see you next week. Alla prossima volta.
Figlie, tu in generale.